Just 90 miles away by sea across the Florida Straits, Cuba is a natural market for U.S. food exports, offering advantages of faster delivery and lower transportation costs. Cuba imports between 60 to 70% of its food, an annual spending of more than $2 billion. So it comes as no surprise that among the U.S. businesses most excited by Obama's normalization initiative are U.S. farm and food producers and exporters. They're actively seeking an unfettered financing, credit, and shipping environment that will allow them to compete with rivals from countries like Brazil, China, Argentina, and even Vietnam. The U.S. farm industry made its interest clear with the launch on January 8, 2015, of the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, USACC, an alliance of more than 25 U.S. agricultural associations that are lobbying for a complete end to the U.S. embargo against Cuba. USACC members include Cargill Incorporated, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and U.S. Wheat Associates, presenting an industry-wide front. "We believe that the agriculture and food sectors will see an early harvest from President Obama's move," says USACC Chairperson Devry Bowner-Vorwerk, Cargill's Vice President for Corporate Affairs. USACC can count on strong support for its campaign for normal trade with Cuba from major farm states such as Minnesota, Illinois, and others. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack attended the USACC's launch and highlighted what he called the significant economic potential offered by Cuba. "Our rice growers, our wheat growers, our corn growers, our soy producers and poultry and pork and beef producers all have an opportunity in this new day," Vilsack told the USACC members. Although the January 15th regulations offer a more relaxed interpretation of the cash-in-advance requirement governing U.S. food exports to Cuba, Vorwerk says expansion of this important trade is still hamstrung by the U.S. side's inability to offer credit and longer-term financing to Cuba because of the existing embargo restrictions. This puts U.S. exporters at a disadvantage. Other international suppliers to Cuba have been offering more generous trade terms. "So at the end of the day, what we have seen is the Brazilians, the Vietnamese, the Europeans, and Argentinians are all taking our market," says Vorwerk. A bipartisan coalition of U.S. lawmakers, led by Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, but including Republican co-sponsors, have introduced a bill, the Freedom to Export to Cuba Act, aimed at eliminating the barriers to Americans doing business in Cuba, including the provision of credit and financing. For decades, the United States' comparative advantage as a food supplier to Cuba was thwarted by the embargo, as Cuban consumers ate Soviet bloc potatoes and tinned Russian meat, as well as Brazilian chicken. However, persistent pressure from the muscular U.S. farm producers' lobby won a significant concession in the form of the October 2000 Trade Sanctions Reform and Export Enhancement Act.